This week, Morning Edition is visiting immigrant communities here in Los Angeles, one of the most diverse places in the country. California is home to the largest population of Armenians outside the homeland. Today, Amy Walters reports from Shamlion Armenian School in Glendale.
Glendale looks a lot like other Los Angeles suburbs. It has several major shopping malls, strip malls, and house after house after house. Signs advertise familiar businesses like Texaco and 7-Eleven, but other storefronts display an ancient script that doesn't mean much to anyone except the city's 53,000 Armenians. That's more than a quarter of Glendale's population, and that script represents their future.
If you are going to keep one nation together, it's the language and the religion. When you take the language and you take the religion, you don't have a nation anymore.
That's Ani Babarian. She's teaching Armenian to eighth graders at the Shamlion Armenian School, where she also teaches history and religion. Armenia has a unique Christian church founded in the early 4th century, before the country was conquered by Persians, Byzantines, Arabs, Mongols, and Turks, among others. As a result, Armenians lived in diaspora in the Middle East and Europe for centuries.
These are all students' work. This is our alphabet.
Babarian's classroom displays pictures and posters created by her students, each one representing Armenia, a homeland most of these students have never seen. Every morning at Shamlion begins with a bell and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
But here they pledge allegiance twice, first to the American flag, then the Armenian. It's the final year at Shamlion for Babarian's 8th grade class, and she's filling their heads with as much Armenian as she can. Students learn Armenian 2 hours a day, beginning in first grade. This first grade class sings a traditional children's song about how much fun it is to be at school. The school opened almost 30 years ago when the Armenian population of Glendale started to grow. In the late 1970s, war broke out in Lebanon and Iran, and the Armenians from the Middle East flooded into Los Angeles. Today's immigrants come mostly from the Republic of Armenia. They're looking for economic opportunities they can't find in the chaos that followed the collapse of the Soviet occupation. At Shamlion, Armenian communities that were separated for decades, even centuries, are reunited for the first time. Megan Megasarian is part of Shamlion's 8th grade class. Her parents came from Iran. After hearing their stories, she says she appreciates the freedoms of America.
My mom came here when she was about 10 with her brother, and they kind of had to raise themselves on their own. And my dad came here, I think, around when he was 18 or 19 to escape from the war. They had to always look out for themselves because if you don't look out for yourself, basically really nobody will. But when you come to an Armenian school and you're in an Armenian community, you feel that you're protected.
Next year, Megan and her 8th grade classmates will go to public school. There'll be no Armenian classes, songs, or Pledge of Allegiance. These kids say they don't share their parents' fears of war and political oppression. But Patil Kokorian, a fellow classmate, says she has fears of her own.
You know, it's really scary when you, like, see, you know, you meet someone, like, you go to new school, and their last name ends with I-A-N, and then you go and you say, oh, you're Armenian, you start talking Armenian, they're like, oh, what are you saying? And it's like, aren't you Armenian? And they say, yeah, but we don't know Armenian. It's like, it's not possible. How can you not know Armenian? You get scared, you know, you think, oh, God, you know, when I'm going to go to public school after Shamlion, you know, is that going to be me?
This summer, Patil's preparing for freshman year at Glendale High. She says she's nervous, but she comforts herself with a promise she made to one day send her own children to Shamlion. Amy Walters, NPR News, Los Angeles.